Exclusive: New York Republican politician likes muscular nude male Twitter posts while professing Catholicism, transparency. By Wendell Hasebo on September 14, 2022. New York Republican politician Rodney Strange has liked multiple pornographic Twitter posts of muscular males while professing to be a good Catholic, husband, and transparent community leader, Breitbart News exclusively reveals. Strange, a former New York Republican vice chair and current majority leader in the Chemung County Legislature, has liked several obscene and vulgar photos of what appear to be gay men, all while flaunting religion, virtue, and love of family. The photos liked by Strange unmask what appears to be a self-published online bio of the New York politician. "I would like to begin by getting very personal about myself," Strange introduced himself. "I feel it is important that you know who I am and how I live my life. I have been blessed by God with a wife I truly love and adore," the bio reads. "Pope Francis has inspired me to live a life based on the teachings and beliefs of the Catholic faith." Strange's proclivity for pornographic male images was not included in his bio. But what was found liked on his Twitter account reveals very personal preferences of how Strange lived his open, honest and truthful life. Screen captures obtained by Breitbart News show the New York politician liked images of buff nude males with captions that read, "I'm a work in progress, but that progress looking good," and "Stafford's my favorite." Two other images show muscular men exposing their skin with captions, "coconuts and might delete later or whatever." Another caption reads, "If you are a fan of the 87, there is a lot of him in Too Hot. Order here. Net." Strange denied to Breitbart News on Wednesday that he liked any photos of nude males, and said he didn't even know about this until I was informed about it a couple weeks ago. "My post about being hacked stands as I hardly use Twitter much at all and never knew I was hacked until it was pointed out to me," Strange told Breitbart News. "I never seen any of the photos that were liked but assume it happened if people saw them. People in Chemung County know me and everything about me. All my social media is public and I'm sure easily able to be hacked if someone really wanted to do it. I do not apologize for something that I don't have any knowledge of," Strange added. "As I said, I had no knowledge of this happening and as soon as I found out I took the necessary steps to fix the problem." Strange refused to answer follow-up questions about if he had any evidence supporting the claim he was hacked, whether he made a complaint to law enforcement, or if he filed any formal complaints with Twitter. To likely get ahead of the curve, Strange claimed on Twitter last week his account had been compromised in the past several months. "I hardly ever tweet and never visit this page," Strange stated. It is also notable Strange claimed he was made aware his account was hacked several months before learning the account was allegedly compromised weeks ago. It is standard practice for Twitter to immediately alert users of hacking attempts. Moreover, his Twitter activity shows Strange is an active user of Twitter, retweeting and tweeting posts about New York State and national politics. Strange has only about 330 Twitter followers. Strange is a New York State GOP political insider. He is the former vice chair of New York GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy, who is the Republican nominee for Congress in New York's 23rd District. Strange and Langworthy's history goes back a long time. Strange noted in his bio that Langworthy selected him to be a delegate to the Republican National Convention in 2020, which was a tremendous honor for me, Strange said. "Our state chairman Nick Langworthy selected me to be a delegate to the 2020 Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, but because of the COVID-19 virus, we were not able to attend the convention but did vote by proxy," Strange wrote in his bio. "It was a tremendous honor for me to be nominated by the NYS Republican and Conservative parties as a presidential and vice presidential elector to the Electoral College in 2016 and 2020. Breitbart News also sought comment from Langworthy about whether he renounced Strange's behavior, if he should apologize to Langworthy, if he had regrets about appointing Strange as a delegate to the convention, and if Strange had shown him proof the account was hacked. Langworthy did not respond to request for comment. According to Strange, his political career encompasses 30 years. In 2013, Strange was also elected as the chairman of the Chemung County Republican Committee. "I have never been more prepared for anything in my life as I am for this position," he wrote. He was subsequently re-elected as chairman in 2014 before campaigning for regional vice chairman of the New York Republican State Committee in 2016. "The public has put their faith and trust in me, therefore I will be open, honest and truthful with you," his bio reads. "This is the life I live." Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.